Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hey, everybody. What's up? My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Synonymous. I'll tell you what's up. I got an app here that is probably by far one of the best app I have seen in many years to come. There are great apps out there, and I always review marvelous apps from time to time. But there is time in a blue moon or rare, as like a gem that this is, that comes across and just sends a ripple across the visually impaired community. Just a disturbance because it's that big of a deal. And it is essential. This is no doubt one of the top three accessible tool that you can use in your arsenal and everyday use. And they have this made this available for us for free, and it is incredible. All right, many of you have already heard about this app. It is called Seeing AI by Microsoft. That is spelled S-E-E-I-N-G space AI, two words, Seeing AI. This incredible little app packs a lot of features into this. I have used so many different apps to do what I want to do in one single app that Seeing AI gives me. Some of them cost some pretty penny. Some of them just were nominal. But the story is that I was able to eliminate three or four different apps so I can make room just for one app. That's all I need. Everybody should take a look at this. If you are new to this, that's my focus. I know a lot of you or many of you have already played with the Seeing AI. Awesome. It came back in the during the summer of 2017, Seeing AI came out and it was only available in the United States, and it had very little features. There wasn't a whole lot there, but as time has gone on and matured, we are now into the winter of 2017 when I'm doing this podcast. It is now available in 35 countries and growing. It is really awesome what Microsoft have given us, and I give them all kudos for bringing this to us and our attention and to something that we can use. This is marvelous little app. All right, since I have said so much about it, let's go get to it, and we're going to show you what Seeing AI is all about.
Seeing AI.
Okay, there it is. I'm going to do a one finger double tap to open it.
Menu button.
All right. Okay, now a little bit of word here for you. For those that have just installed it and want to open up Seeing AI, I'm going to give you a fair warning. You're going to see a lot of pop-up that's going to kind of explain what Seeing AI does and all the number of features. All of those are going to be followed by an OK button, and you're going to see that pop up each time you go to different channels, and I'll explain what channels are in a few minutes. And once you get through all that, then you'll never see them again. Now, since I've already gone through that, the first thing you're going to hear is the menu button. The menu button is at the top left-hand corner. So of every screen, you're going to see the menu button at the top left. The top right,
quick help button,
is your quick help. And at the bottom, it doesn't matter, it's all one long bar across the bottom. So you can tap bottom left, center, or bottom right. It doesn't matter. If I were to tap the bottom left,
channel, short text, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
That is a channel. In this example, it says short text. That is a tool. So each of these channels will feature something new that you can do with it. So every one of these channels, you can do something with it. So this example is short text. It's real time, so it tries to find any kind of text, and if it sees it, it'll try to read it to you, which is absolutely cool. Now, I mentioned earlier the menu is at the top left and quick help is at the top right. I'll get to that in a few minutes. Now, in every channel, there'll be something new here. If I were to swipe left from the channel section, in this case, I'm going to go do a swipe to the left.
Pause announcements.
It's going to pause announcement. If you want it to stop talking, you can double tap this and it pauses the announcement. Now, if I go back right.
Channel. Short
text. There's the channel. All right. This is short text. Why or what would you use with this? Great question. Let's just say you need something to read something to you quickly. And you don't want the whole document or the whole product or whatever. You just want to tell you what it says in front of you. It could be like computer monitors. It could be something out of your pantry. It could be a letter. It could be anything. So this is a great way to see what's in front of the camera very quickly. Now, before I move on, I'm going to steer to the beginners. I'm going to teach you how to hold your phone. Well, at least the advice I give you. You can do it any way you want, but I'm going to show you what I typically do for my students. All right. You have the camera on your iDevice. It is located on the back side at the top right-hand corner, okay? So I'm looking at the front of the phone. I'm going to put my index finger right at the top right-hand corner of the phone. I'm going to put my thumb on the left side of the phone, and then I'm going to use my middle, ring, and pinky onto the right side of the phone. So the thumb is on the left side. All the rest of the fingers on the right side, so I'm gripping it. And I have the pointy finger, the index finger, right at the top right-hand corner. Why am I doing this? That is because the camera is up there. And that gives my students an indicator. Think of your fingernail, or at the end of your pointy index finger, that is where the camera eye is. So that way, when you're trying to focus on something, you're looking at that index finger. So just imagine your index finger being the camera, because a lot of people will tend to just put the device down and plop it in the center, thinking that's the center. That's not the case. That's because the camera's at the top right-hand corner. So I am going to use a few examples here. I have, let's see here. I got an example that I'm going to use in the document, but I'm going to go ahead and just kind of raise above this mail that I got from a friend. And yes, I got their permission. It's a Christmas list. It kind of tells you about what their year has been done. It's not going to read the whole document. That's the whole point. It's just going to do short text. So let me do a little blurb of that. So basically, I'm going to put my phone right down on the smack into the document, and then I'm going to raise it up until it starts to read some things, and I'll let you listen to it for yourself. I'll do a few seconds of this, and remember, your index finger is the eye, okay?
Channel, small take, we hope this greeting finds you happy and healthy. I'm exception of a small A take daily, and remain cancer 4i. Boston love it, we were able to visit them and travel, hosts and we were able to take a cooking class, see the boss, many other firsts. Our visit was between two okay. of Charlie's K, and play a resection on his left knee and a second surgery on holes in bottom of his thigh bone. He was on crutches F, run again this next year. I'm hoping he doesn't have any M.
All right, so that reads the short text. Now let's try a different one. I don't think I'm going to have as good a success as that one. I'm going to try one of my product that I picked out. I'm going to see if it'll read any of it. I'll give it a couple seconds. It might be gibberish, but that's the whole point of a live podcast. So let's try this. What I'm doing is I'm putting that right on the side. It's flat to it, and I'm going to raise it up a little bit.
37th bullet.
Okay. Not reading.
Croft bullet. Trans fat, saturated fat, distributed by saturated. Trans acid is AP fat. Trans fat 0G. 20 milligrams, 16% bullet. Trans fats, TDHT 12G, saturated. Trans fat 0G, 20 milligrams, 16%, 8%. WWR, fat. Trans fat 0G, AAAA. Bullet. Trans fat 0G, fat 3.50, 20 milligrams. Sodlin 808, 20 milligrams, 2 grams. Bullet.
Right.
Bullet.
So you get an idea. What I'm doing is I'm just reading this box with a nutritional fact. And it's kind of a hit and miss, but as you move around, you'll be able to hear what it's reading. And it's great and useful And it's going to take some practice, and nothing is perfect. Nothing is perfect, and it does take some patience. The better the text is, especially on a letter, it's going to be fantastic. On a product, remember, there's a lot of glamorous fonts, different colors, and things like that. So some things I'm going to read not so good, and some things I'm going to read well. So I'm going to keep that in mind. It's great for identifying books, CDs, where you can read right off it, and etc., and etc. So that is the short text, and I am going to tap on the bottom left here.
Channel, short text.
All right, now this is the ticker. That means you can swipe up, and I'll take you to the next channel, which is the next set of tools. So let's see what we got here. As I flick up.
Document.
All right, we have the document. Now, this works in two different ways. I like how this works because it gives you two options to read a document. Now, since I have a piece of mail here, and this is what we were just looking at, short text with our Christmas list that I received from a friend, it is a regular standard letter. Now, in this case, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have the Scene AI identify it for me automatically. What do I mean? As I raise the phone above the document, it's going to tell me that it sees the edges. If I need to go a little bit to the right or a little bit to the left, or if the bottom edge is not seeing it. And once it sees all the edges, it's going to say, hold steady, and you just sit there. And then it's going to take a picture, and it's going to process it. The other way, and I'll show you in a few minutes how to do this. So let me do this first, okay? So I'm going to put my phone on the document, keep my index finger in the center, and raise it up. So I'm going to go ahead and put it on.
No edges visible.
All right, no edges available. All right, so here we go.
No edges visible. Right edge not 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 visible. Top edge not visible. Top right corner not visible. Hold steady. Processing. Back button.
Alright, let's see what our result is. See, it took me a while to figure out how to center it. So see, it's not as easy as it sounds. Even I have difficulties, but this is one way how you can snap a picture by itself. Usually I like to do it by itself because I'm one of those that tend to move the finger. I just can't keep it real steady, and that's kind of hard for me. So if you have a steady hand, that's going to work fabulous for you. All right, so it gives us a close item. Let's go to the right and see what we got.
Scan result. Heading.
All right, gives us a heading. Go to the right.
We try screens and fears Harvey and healthy. I'm FTMR years FRR and treatment except to a small PDL I take daddy and remain Carter for
all right, now see, it's garbage. See, it got a mistake. I'm going to do this again.
Scan
so,
result.
I'm going to go back.
Back button.
I'm going to go to the back button. Double tap.
Back.
Okay, I'm going to try this again button. And see if we get a better result. It really depends on the distance
no
of
edges
the document.
Visible.
And this is real live, not edited,
no edges
professional
visible.
Like those other people do. This is real.
No
and
edges
that's
visible.
What the whole point is that I wanted to make this as real as possible so you know what you're going to be facing against. So let me try this again.
No edges visible. Right and bottom edge is not visible. Top edge not visible. Top right corner not visible. Hold steady. Processing.
All right, let's hope
no
for a better
recognized.
Result this time. All right, I'm going to flick to the right.
Save photo button.
All right, so let's go back up here.
Close, but close, no text recognized.
Oh, didn't see anything.
Close, button.
So closing.
Close, menu, take picture, button.
One more time.
No edges visible. No edges visible. Right edge not visible. Right edge not visible. Left edge not visible. Hold steady. Processing. Back button.
Okay, maybe the third chime is the charm.
Scan result. Heading.
Okay.
We hope this greeting finds you happy and healthy. I'm 4 years from cancer treatment, with the exception of a small pill I take daily, and remain cancer-free. Katie and Dan, husband, Sal reside in Boston. Love it. We were able to visit them and travel to Caver Confreester. They're wonderful hosts, and we were able to take a quick...
Boom. I got it. So the third time was a charm, and it read the document really nicely there. There wasn't too many mistakes there, and it's very clean and very well cut for the OCR result. And I think that's pretty fantastic. Now, at the bottom left-hand corner, I want to let you know...
Stop button.
...is a stop button. Now, if you go to...
Play button.
...to the very far... bottom left is a play button. So you can have it read to you instead of doing it one line at a time as I was doing with the voice that I was using. So let's listen. If I were to double tap on the play.
Play.
We hope this greeting finds you happy and healthy. I'm 4 years from cancer treatment,
pause,
with the exception
button
of a small pill I take daily, and remain cancer-free. Katie and Dan, husband, soul reside in Boston. Love it. We were able to visit them and travel to Caver Cod for...
Play.
And right, that same button is the pause. That's where the play button. Now, if I go to the right.
Stop button. Increase font size. Button.
You can increase the font size for those that have low vision can still use this. You can increase the font size by increasing it.
Decrease font size.
Or you can decrease
button.
It.
Share button.
And lastly, we have the share. So if you want to share this to your note, or drop it to Dropbox, whatever have not. And then you can use that to edit. How cool is that, right? I thought the document OCR did a fantastic result. It takes time and practice so you can get it lined up. And one more note to add, light. Light is your friend. The more light you have, and I'm having a little bit of difficulty, and I'll admit it is nighttime here when I'm doing the podcast, so I'm just using the lamp that I have over here. So that light is so-so. But the more light you have, if you have an overhead light, the better it is, and whatever have not. Also, when you are in the dark, the camera will notice that it's dark, and it will turn on your torch. Your torch is the light that it used for a flash when you're on your camera. So somebody with sighted eyes, and if you're in the dark and you have this open, if your torch is going to be on, and you just tell them, yes, I'm using the scene AI, and it requires torch because it's too dark in here. So I'll try to do it that way, but torch only can only do so much when it comes to lighting. Okay, so strong light is your friend. That is the document. Now, the close, let's see here.
Decrease font size. Increase font size. Alex excels at his job. We're flying Alex to tip. We hope this greeting finds you. Hope this greeting finds back.
There button. It is. The top left is your back button. Just double tap on back.
Back. Menu button.
And then we're done with that. So let's go to the bottom.
Channel. Document. Adjustable.
Let's see what is our next tool or our next channel. I'm going to swipe up.
Product.
Product. This is the bomb. I love this. I'm going to show you some pretty cool things. So I have this product that I was trying to do a scan earlier for a short text. You got a kind of an idea what I was scanning there, but if you don't, the product, what that does, it scans for barcodes. And what I like about this, and makes it very compelling, and I really, truly love, it will give you a sound indicator when it senses a barcode. And the louder, or not louder, the faster it beeps, that means the closer you're getting to a barcode. And once it finds up and lines up with the barcode, it'll automatically snap it, and boom, you got your picture of the barcode. So let's do that. I'm going to try to find a barcode on this product. You're going to hear it kind of indicate that there is one, and then I'm going to kind of line up and see what we got here. All right, here we go.
Processing. Kraft Velveeta Shells and Cheese Original.
There it goes. So I found the barcode. Now, I know barcode is hard to find, but this app really does make it simple. This is just a product I just pull out of my pantry. My kids love eating this, so obviously this is Kraft Velveeta macaroni and cheese. And what's really cool about this, you can find more information about this. Check this out. All right, so it says Kraft Velveeta macaroni cheese. Now, if I go to the right.
Share button.
Obviously, I can share this.
More info button.
This more info is the bomb. Check this out. I'm going to double tap on this more info.
More info back button.
Okay. I'm going to go to the right.
More info. Heading. Mm-hmm. Kraft Velveeta shells and cheese original. Heading level
so,
2.
So it tells me it's original. And here we go.
Kraft Velveeta original shells and cheese. Creamy cheese sauce and shell pasta. Per 4 ounces, 360 calories, 3.5 grams sat fat, 18% TV, 870 milligrams sodium, 36% TV, 4 grams sugars. Made with real cheese. Cheese sauce pouch inside. Directions 1. Boil 1-1/2 quarts, 6 cups, water in saucepan. Stir in shell pasta, cook 8 to 10 minutes or until tender, stirring occasionally. Note, do not overcook pasta. 2. Drain, pasta. Do not rinse. Return to pan. 3. Add cheese sauce. Mix well. Mix about 3 servings. Warnings contains wheat, milk.
All right. Tell me if that isn't cool. It told me what the product is in details, size. It told me a little bit of nutritional fact. And it gave me cooking instruction. That is really cool. I even took a product of my headphone box that I got recently, and I was able to scan it. And it told me what model it was, and it gives you a perfectly awesome description of this headphone. So just imagine what you can do with this. This tells you everything you need to know about this. So you can take anything out of your pantry, look for the barcode, boom, it scans it. Awesome. All for free. I know, I'm going to say that a lot. But I'm telling you, I spent a lot of money on different products that does these kind of things. And I'm just blown away of all the things that this thing can do. And so, that is what the product does. So, I'm going to go back to the top left.
Sprint Wi-Fi Network. Kraft Velveeta. Shell. More info. Back. Button.
There's a back button. Double tap that.
Processing. Close. Button.
And you got to close it. It takes you back to where it says it was Kraft. Macaroni and cheese there. I'm going to double tap that.
Close.
Alright.
Menu.
I'm going to go to the bottom.
Channel. Product.
Alright, there's the products. Alright, so let me move this around a little bit. I got to move all my paraphernalias here. And I'm going to get it all ready for our next set of people. For our... Alright. So, let's see what we got next. I'm going to flick up on this channel.
Person.
Okay, this is an interesting channel. I'm going to show you how to use it. Now, it's just a matter of what you want to do with it will determine if it's useful for you. For me, it's not very useful for me at all. I am yet quite sure what to make this people and what you can use this as a useful meaning. Like, gosh, how useful is this to me at all? And you're going to see what I mean. However, I did see one person make a comment out of this, and they used it for something else, and it was truly amazing thinking on their part what they took advantage of. All right, so you remember that middle part where it says pause? Well, this is one exception. So when I go to the bottom.
Channel. Person.
Person. And I'm going to swipe to the left.
Switch to front camera. Button.
That means you can switch to the front camera. Right now, the rear camera is looking for a person. A person is me. Now, I'm going to show you in the menu button, which is the settings later, how you can train things. They want you to train faces. So I put my face in there. So you're going to hear my name. So I'm going to use the front facing camera here. I'm going to do a double tap on this.
Switch to back camera channel. Person.
All right. Now, I'm going to point it towards me, and you're going to hear it describe me and whatever it want to say. And then towards the middle of the screen is a take picture.
Take picture.
There
button.
It is. And I'm going to go double tap that once I see myself on the camera. So here I go.
One face, Thomas Near Center, 2 feet away. Take picture. Processing. 42-year-old man with gray hair looking happy.
All right, I'm going to admit that's one of the better ones I've had in a couple days here. So when I first focus it towards myself, you hear that it recognized me as Thomas. That's because I trained it. Otherwise, it'll just say a face towards the center. What's cool about this, it says Thomas is located in the center, and he's 2 feet away from the camera. And that's true. And then I double tap the center where it says take picture. And then all it does, it just describes to you what it sees. So it thinks he sees a 44-year-old person with gray hair smiling. Well, that's pretty close. Now, I've had it say I was 38 years old with black hair before, and I was like, oh, I like you a lot. You're making me sound good and handsome, young. You know, it's funny. A funny story I got to share with you. Michael Hansen, a lot of you know about. He's 20-something. I think he's 23 or so right now. And he took a picture of himself, and he said he was a 32-year-old man. And I thought that was hysterical. So he kind of reverses around and made him look older. But yet this seems I'm younger. So I don't know. Maybe if you're 30, it'll get you right perfect. Or it doesn't want to have a legal suit on hand that it got you really old or something. That'll offend some people. But anyway, the point is, it took a picture of me and it kind of told me who I am and what their facial expression is. So it does recognize all the facial expressions, smiling, sad, grinning, whatever. It does that. And I'm thinking to myself, this is not very useful at all. Yeah, I thought it was really cool that it recognized Thomas. But wouldn't it have been cool if the picture actually told me, instead of a man, it say, oh, that's Thomas. He looks to be approximately 44 years old with gray hair, 2 feet away. That makes more sense. And you can go to your Photos native photo app and find a picture and share it with Scene AI, which I've done. But it doesn't really tell me any more than what it already tells me. I mean, it'll say there's 2 people smiling and it's outdoors. I mean, that's pretty much what we get now. So what I told Microsoft, I sent them a suggestion. I said, hey, this training thing is really cool, but how about you train these photos to use names? So if I pull a photo out of the photos, I wanted to say, hey, there's Tom and his son, Riley. So son, let's just say Tom and Riley is in the picture. Wouldn't that be cool? So that way I can know what the picture is and who's in the picture. So that would be more useful. Now, somebody mentioned, and I thought it was absolutely fantastic idea. We're going to get into the currency pretty soon. But the one thing you can do with the currency, if it uses people on the currency, like, you know, the U.S. dollars, if you're not familiar, we'll have like George Washington and Andrew Jackson and Benjamin Franklin. You can recognize those as faces and train it. And once you train it, you can put a name to it. So you can say it's a $100 bill, $50 bill. And the reason I'm saying this is because the currency doesn't offer other than 4 countries at this time of recording. So if your country of currency has photos of somebody on there, what they've done, they trained the face to use their currency so it'll identify the different denomination for their currency. I thought that was a fantastic idea. I love it. So let's see what else we got on the screen after it told me who I was.
Save photo.
You can save this photo and then follow
share
by.
Button. Share. Button.
And then share. And you always have the share. So let's go to the top left. Oops, sorry.
42-year-old man with close.
There's button. Close. And by the way, the close button is kind of tricky. Right, okay, it's the bottom right is a share.
Share button.
And if you move your finger up.
Share. 42-year-old man with gray hair looking happy.
And if you go up above this.
Close button.
It's a close button. It's kind of an odd spot. I would like to see them put the close in the top right or left. That would be more useful other than having to swipe to the close. So the back button is different. It's always at the top left, but the close is always on the right side, two elements above the share. So it helps you out in location where the close is. So double tap that.
Close menu. 0 faces.
All right.
Channel. Person. Adjustable.
Let's go to the next channel.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value. Currency preview. Person. Currency preview.
All right. So here comes the currency. Right now, as the time of this podcast, it only identifies four countries. And those four countries in this one is the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, and Euros. That includes, what is it, the Western Europe countries for the Euros, okay? What I like about this, it's real time. There's no having to take pictures or anything, and it just scans it and sees it automatically. Remember that trick where I told you where the camera is with the index? Remember that. That's where the camera eye is. You want to do that with your bill. And so on the back of the camera, you put your bill on the back side of the camera towards the eye, and it'll recognize the currency and the denomination. Now, before I do that, just to the left of the channel.
Recognizing U.S. channel. Recognizing U.S. dollars. Button.
Okay, so this is a button, and if I double tap this button,
recognize back button,
you can select the currency you want it to recognize. So as I go to the right,
select currency, heading, British pounds.
It's a British pounds.
Canadian dollars.
Euros.
Selected, U.S. dollars.
And the U.S. dollars, so I'm going to double tap on U.S.
Selected.
Dollars.
U.S. dollars.
Okay.
Select the currency you wish selected. Euros, Canadian dollar, British pounds, select currency, back, button.
Go back.
Back.
All right, now we're ready. Button. I'm going to put a bill in front of the camera. I'm going to let you listen to it as I go cycle through it, okay? So here we go.
One U.S. dollar.
Oh, there we go.
One U.S. dollar. $5. $5. $5.
I'm going through this quickly.
$1.
And so I'm trying to hold this in my hand and do this camera at the same time. It's kind of difficult here.
$1.
There's one. And then
close.
Dang it.
About button. Close button.
See, one U.S. dollar. Here.
$1. $5.
There's five.
$10.
There's ten.
$1.
There's one.
$10.
There's ten.
$5.
See how quick that was? It went really fast. It just went bam, 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 bam. And I just put it right there in front of the camera, and it's real-time scanning. This would be very useful if you're in a grocery store or in a store. They give you some cash back. And so you can see it immediately, see if they give you some the right currency, or I should say the right denomination back to you. So that is what the currency for. And you can read that in real time. Again, I had another app just like this, and I had to pay a pretty good penny for it to do real-time detection. This is not one of those you have to take a picture of the money what's in front of you. You just do it in real time. That is absolutely fantastic. Let's see what we got next running up here. I'm going to go to the channel.
Channel. Currency preview. Adjustable.
I'm going to swipe up.
Scene preview.
All right. Now, this is just like the People channel. I'm going to show you how to use it, and if you can find use of it, great. I have yet to find something that this can be useful. This is the second channel and the only channel. There's only two channels that I've yet to find any real value into it. This is an object recognition area. It's just absolutely, you have to take a picture, so the take button is in the center.
Take picture button.
All right, but you got to take a picture of anything you want, and it just tells you what it thinks it sees. So I'll take a picture of my computer here, for example. I'll go ahead and line it up.
Take picture button. Take picture. Processing.
Let's see what it says.
An open laptop computer sitting on a table.
There you go. Yeah, it's an open laptop sitting on a table. No offense. I already know that was an open laptop. I put it there. Yeah, it's on a table. I mean, this can be set for cups or a box, or that's a dog, that's a tree. Yeah, it's kind of fun, but how useful is it? It is not useful at all. I wish it would do more details, like let's just say I took a picture of a flower. That would have been kind of cool to tell me if it's a rose or a lily or a daisy. Wouldn't that make more sense to you? Or a lilac? That would be more interesting and more something that would be useful. Right now, it just says flower. Well, that's, or sometimes it just says plant. And that is not helpful to us. The only thing I've seen that it help with my surrounding as I'm walking, if I'm in an area where I'm not quite sure where I'm at, I suppose you could take a picture and it will help you to see if there's anything in front of you or whatever, have not, if there's something in a tricky little area that is kind of be dicey. Other than that, I can't think of much, but I did tell Microsoft another suggestion for this. You remember back in the people how I can train people's faces? Well, how about we train objects? Just like, now, some of you may be familiar or not familiar with something called LookTel Recognizer. Back in the days, that was an awesome app, but it has been not updated for many, many moons. And what that does, you can teach it to do what? So if I took a picture of something that has to be very unique, like the Kraft macaroni and cheese, if I took a picture of the front of the box, for example, I can train it to say, this is Kraft Velveeta macaroni and cheese original, and I can say that. So when I place the camera in front of it, it'll tell me, hey, that's a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese, without having to scan the barcode or anything. That would be very valuable and very useful. So if they can give us some object to train this scene channel, I can make use of that, and that would make more sense to me. So anyway, so that is the scene channel. I'm going to flick up here and see what we got up next.
Save photo button. Save photo button.
Now, let's get out of here. I'm going to go to the right.
An open laptop computer sitting on a table.
Yep.
Close.
Close.
Button. Close. Menu.
All right.
Button. Channel. Scene preview.
Let's go to the next one.
Color preview.
Button. All right. This is a color identification. Now, just like with any color identification, nothing is ever perfect. I have only seen about an 80% accuracy with any color identifier. I don't care what you use. But regardless, this is an invaluable tool. This is, well, I would say it's a valuable tool. I use it to distinguish the basic legit of colors. So that could be my shirt, socks, pants, whatever. And you can help it teach you different colors. Now, this really, really hinders on the light. Light does strange things. It could see things a little darker than it really is, or seems lighter than it really is. So that's why I say it's 80%. So you got to have pretty good lighting. So I got some basic colors here.
Orange.
See if we get some. Let's see if we can get
brown. Red.
Yep, that's red.
White. Green.
That's green. That's correct.
Red.
So what I did, I picked out two
brown
ribbons here. And one of them is red, one of them is green. And that identifies it correctly. So let's see what's about the color of the table.
Multicolor.
Here.
White. White and brown.
All right.
Brown.
There it is. It is a brown
gray
table. See, it took a couple of times.
White and gray.
To figure out.
White.
All right. That's right.
I brown
got a white shirt on. So as you can hear, the color is decent. It's a matter of how good the lighting is around your area to determine the correct color. So don't take it for the, just take it with a grain of salt. It's not going to be perfect, but pretty darn useful. I love it. All right, so let's see what else we got. I'm going to flick up here.
Handwriting preview.
Handwriting. This is the big one. I can't believe they have this available for us. Yes, I'm talking about handwriting, whether it's print or cursive. Cursive is really the biggest wow factor of this. This has probably got to be the biggest thing. I've never seen this ever done in any app in the 6 to 7 years that I've had an iOS device. Yes, it recognizes handwriting, and it does a very good job in reading handwriting. So I got a sample here that I wrote down. Yes, I know how to write cursive. And so I put down one sentence. Let's see if it will see how well it does. This is very much like the document. You have to take a picture and It's not going to detect the edges. Now, in the document, it did it automatically. But this is the same as the document. There's a take picture section.
Take picture.
Right button. In the middle. And you can just take a picture manually. So if you want to override it in the document, you can do so by just taking a picture right there. So I'm going to take a picture of this. So I'm going to line this up. So give me a minute to get right over the piece of paper. And then I'm going to have it read it to you. So here I go. I'm going to go find it here. Get it all lined up here. I think we've got something here. So let's try this.
Take processing.
All right.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
That is perfect. So I got a great picture of it, and that said it exactly right. That is in cursive, guys. That is amazing.
Save photo button.
I can save this.
Share.
And you can do a share. So I'll go back to the left.
Save photo. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
That's right. Unbelievable. And it worked pretty well the first time. I'm amazed I got it to read it the first time. It's just like the document. It may take a few times, but it read handwriting. That is correct. You heard it here. All right, so I'm going to close this.
Close.
All button. Right.
Close. Channel. Handwriting preview.
All right. Now, the last one is light source. That's correct. What that channel does, it's a tool to detect light. So if you're not sure if your boys or your wife left the light on. My kids love to leave the lights on all the time. I have some light perception, but for some reason at night times, it's a little hard, especially in the daytime. It's very difficult for me to tell if something's on or not. And this is a great way to tell you if there is something on and off. Now, it will start humming or buzzing. It'll do a low, slow buzz. That means there's dark. And I'm going to point it toward my lamp, and it's going to increase intensity of the sound. So I'll start getting a little bit faster and go, and that's where the light is. So that way you can determine where the light is coming from so you can turn it off or on, whatever not. And you want to make sure the monitor's on, it'll do the same. So there's many different things you can do with it. It also helps me too, believe it or not. Sometimes I go out to take the trash out, and at nighttime, I'll put this on, and it'll guide me right back to the light source. I have an outdoor fixture that has a light, and it's right by my garage. So I can just go point towards it, and then I can walk towards it, and then I'm in the garage. Very helpful here. So when I get to this, it's going to start humming, and you're going to hear it, and I'll go to the light and back. So let's go to light source. I'm going to flick up.
Light. Handwriting preview.
All right. I had to get back out of that channel because it just did that noise, and it's hard to speak over that. As you can hear, it increased intensity, and it worked pretty well for light. So that is all the channels. How awesome is that? So we got the
channel.
Light source.
Handwriting preview. Adjustable.
Handwriting.
Color preview. Brown.
Color.
Scene preview.
Scene.
Currency preview.
Currency.
Person.
Person.
Product.
Products.
Document.
Documents.
Short text.
And short text. That is all the tools you can find in CNAI. That is an incredible set of tools. Wouldn't you agree? All right. Top left.
Menu.
It's a menu. I promise I go to the menu and go through in the settings. There's a couple things in here to note. So when I double tap the menu.
Close button.
The close button is at the top left. And I was a swipe to the right.
Face recognition button.
There's the facial recognition that I did earlier. I was mentioning about in people. This is how you can train your face. If you double tap in here.
Back button.
Now, since I have myself in here already, it's going to have my face in here. So I'll let it read to you. I'll go all the way to the right. I'll just keep swiping to the right.
Recognizable people. Heading. Add button.
There's the add button.
These people can be recognized.
All
heading.
Right.
Thomas.
And there's Thomas.
Actions
that's
available.
Me. Now, anytime you want to delete that, you just swipe up.
Delete.
There's that delete. Okay. That's how you can delete people's picture. Now, if you want to add, obviously there's an add button.
These people can be add button.
And you just double tap on that. And it'll kind of step you through it. It's going to say face in the center or whatever not. And you have to take three pictures of your face and for those that were very creative, you can use your currency if it has a face on there. You just take three pictures of that currency. And then it's going to give you the ability to name what you want it to say. So it says Thomas. So it'll say Thomas is notice. I can see Thomas in the camera. For those with currency, you will just say whatever you want it to label it. Okay. So that's how that works. I'm going to go to the top left.
Back button.
Double tap on back.
Back menu button.
All right. We're back to the menu. So I'm going to go to the menu again.
Close button.
And go to the right.
Face recognition button.
It just took me all the way back to the beginning. It didn't take me back to the menu, which I wish it goes back to the menu, but that's how that's work. As I go to the right.
Help button.
There's the help button. That is where you want to go. The quick help, as I mentioned in the beginning, at the top right, or in the menu section, the help. If you need more help or examples or how do things work and things like that, go to these help section. It is fantastic. They have videos. You can listen to the videos, what examples and how they works. I thought it was really good how they presented it. And it also gives you more information about the products and stuff like that. Go to the right.
Feedback button.
Here's the feedback. As always, especially, I'm going to reach out for those that are not in the 35 countries that is available. Hey, contact Microsoft and tell them that you are interested in having this available in your country, because they're not going to come to AppleViz and say, hey, why isn't this available as an XX country? Well, you need to contact Microsoft and let them know, hey, I'm here. I want this recognized. Make sure you tell them what country you're from. And this is the same goes to your currency. They are asking and wanting to know what other currency we should put into this app. So be sure to reach out to them. They want to hear from you, and they're very receptive. The two suggestions that I made to them already, they got back with me within a couple hours, and I was really excited that they are listening. And, of course, they said they're going to put that into their things of list of suggestions and ideas. So who knows if those come through, that's going to be awesome. Go to the right.
Settings button.
There's a settings here. And one more to the right.
About button.
Is the about. And that is it. I'll go to the settings.
Settings button.
This is the very normal stuff.
Settings back button.
I'm going to go to the right.
Settings mm-hmm. heading currency button.
Now, that is the same button as you found in the currency channel. As I swipe left, and it says currently recognizing U.S. dollars. If I double tap on there, it's going to bring up the same list. It says United Kingdom, Canadian dollars, euros, and U.S. That's how you can select by default. So each time you open it, it automatically opens up the choice of currency that you want.
Configure 3D touch shortcuts button.
Now, you can configure the 3D touch. This is pretty cool. Now, not all of you are going to be able to use this because you don't have 3D touch, and that's all right. The 3D touch is amazing. Instead of having to flick up all through the channels, you can predefine how you want your channels are for your 3D touch. So I could just do my 3D touch, and boom, it brings up the exact order I want. What did I mean? Well, you remember we did short text, then we did document, and then we did, what was after that? I can't remember. Oh, product. So let's just say currency is way at the bottom, right? So I want to bring that currency way up to the top. So I want currency to be first. Then I want product to be second. And then I want document to be third. You can rearrange that. And that is really cool about the 3D touch feature. So if I go to the right.
Manage lighting. Switch button on.
The manage lighting.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Is exactly what it says. Remember the torch that you have on the back of your phone? It'll automatically detect when it needs light. And so if it's dark, it'll turn the torch on. And if you don't want it to burn up your battery, and it is going to burn up your battery. This is a pretty intensive app. I'm not going to lie about it. Most of these kind of apps are intensive to your battery. But if you have it on, it will detect the darkness, and it'll just pop on the torch, and then you have some lighting to help you out there.
Speech rate. 50%. Oh, select voice, here. Speech, heading, seeing AI will automatically manage lighting. Seeing AI will automatically adjust the camera flash and torch based on lighting conditions.
All right. Pretty much what I just said. Go to the right.
Speech,
all
heading.
Right. This is the last section. This really doesn't pertain to us. This is for people that are not using VoiceOver. They can use speech as well. So if they want speech to be turned on, they have the option here to change the voice person, the rate, and things like that. So I'll show you here.
Select voice button.
This is where they select the voice.
Speech rate.
The rate. 50
adjust speech for announcements. This setting will not affect VoiceOver users.
Okay. And that is it for the settings. So let's go back out of here.
Back button.
All right. Close. So I'm going to close this, and that is going to sum up everything you ever want to know about Scene AI. You know, now you get a kind of an idea why I'm so excited to show this to you. And if they release another product, or I'm sorry, an update to this that offers even more feature, you make sure, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I guarantee that I'll make an update to this podcast to reflect the new feature. It is that good and that important to keep this podcast updated to date. This is one of the best app I have seen yet to date, and I absolutely love this, and I encourage it to everybody very strongly to download it. It's all free. Nothing is purchased, anything. This is marvelous. Now, the two channels that I mentioned, the people and the scene with the object recognition. If you guys have any useful things that you can do with the people and the object recognition, with the exception, I told you about the currency trick that some people done. If you find anything useful out of those two channels, would you please email it to me? I want to know. I really do. You can email me at thomas@applevis.com. Or you can leave it on AppleVis, leave a comment under the Scene AI app entry page, and let me know what you think of this and what you found useful in those two channels. Obviously, the other stuff is obvious what they're used for and how useful they are. So that is going to do for me, guys. This is Scene AI by Microsoft. It is free in the iTunes Store. Until next time, this is Thomas Donville, also known as Nanomouse. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.